4 years after he stepped down as president, Václav Havel is probably still the best-known living Czech statesman or politician in world terms. I sometimes think, though, that today the best-known Czech of all, one admired everywhere from Africa to the Far East, has nothing to do with politics, and indeed was only 7 years old at the time of the Velvet Revolution. And people around the world surely have no problem remembering the little country he comes from. After all, his surname is Czech. The Czech international football goalkeeper Petr Cech has already achieved great things at the age of just 24. He'll be 25 on May 20th, a day after he plays in England's FA Cup final. Cech is one of the biggest stars at one of the biggest clubs in the most watched league in the world. In 3 years at Chelsea, he has set records and cemented a reputation as the best goalie in the Premiership and very possibly the world. Goalkeepers generally don't reach their peak until later than outfield players, when they're around 30. Cech was voted the world's best when he was still only 23, which is remarkable. He already has 51 international caps, and given that he could play for up to 15 more years, could easily set the all-time Czech caps record. And I honestly believe that if he maintains his extremely high standards, he could even become one of the all-time greats of football history. Many have commented on Czech's maturity, and he certainly showed some wisdom when he left Sparta Prague in 2002 for a relatively small club, France's Rennes. That gave him his first taste of living abroad and guaranteed him regular first-team football, something he wouldn't have received so young at one of Europe's bigger clubs. He also learned French, adding to his skills in English and German. Petr Cech isn't only the most successful Czech of his generation. Today, having renegotiated his original deal with Chelsea, he's said to also be the best-paid Czech sportsman of all time. That's right, he earns more than Jaromír Jágr, Pavel Nedvěd, or any of the country's 30-something sports stars. But while Nedvěd frequently moans about Czechs being envious, Petr Cech doesn't seem to have experienced any kind of backlash. Indeed, he has an unusually positive public image at home, where he's seen as modest, polite, professional and sensible, neither stuck up like some of his international teammates, nor a blinged-up playboy like others. My favourite story about him comes from an interview he did in the Guardian newspaper. Asked what was the craziest thing he had done while drunk, Cech said nothing. "You don't drink," replied the interviewer. "Yes, I do," he said. "But why would I do something stupid?"
You were listening to Radio Prague, coming your way from the Czech capital here in Central Europe.